Hello, welcome to our chat. My name is Umaji. I'm a technical analyst at Microsoft, and I'm joined by Julian today. So,
hey.
Hi, welcome Julian.
Hi.
So, what did you talk about?
Yeah, I'm Julian. I'm technical evangelist in France, and today we're going to talk about continuous integration and continuous deployments on Swarm on Azure using VSTS, Visual Studio Team Service. And
so do you want me to switch to the presentation?
Yeah. Okay, so you can understand the workflow we are going to talk about. So I'm developing a small distributed application using Visual Studio Code wrote in .NET Core. I have a few services and MVC application. I'm using GitHub to store the source code, and then each time I commit a change on GitHub, it's going to trigger a build in VSTS. This build is going to build a Docker image per service and push it into an Azure container registry. And then VSTS is going to trigger a release that is going to deploy the application into Swarm created with Azure Container Service and using Docker Compose to put the application online or to upgrade the application if it's already running.
So this is like an end-to-end build pipeline.
Yeah,
the
that's
moment
it.
You make a change, you commit a new something new in your code, it will create everything automatically and push to your environment.
Actually, the Azure Container Registry and ACS cluster are already up and running. I could have used Azure Resource Manager to deploy the environment, but here they are already running. I'm just building the application, pushing the images, and then releasing the application.
I think you're going to talk about it, but one thing that I like here is you're not using Docker Hub. You're using Azure Container Registry because a lot of customers say we don't want to push our images to a public location, so what are our options?
Actually, there are several options to have a private registry or trusted registry. Docker provide an open source implementation for the trusted registry, so you can just host it into a VM, for example. But since a few weeks, we have released a private preview for the Azure Container Registry, which is a registry as a service in Azure, so you just can create it in a few clicks in the portal, for example, and then all your images are going to be stored in the Azure storage, into the blob storage. And one thing that is really important when you are developing a private application is, of course, to not publish the image into the Docker Hub, which is a public one, and also it allows to control where your image come from, because for example, you can provide some base images for all your developers and be sure that you have all the patch, no vulnerabilities, etc. Instead of using any image that has been pushed by anyone into the hub.
So coming from the operations side, this is where the operations can heavily involve in the DevOps cycle, because the operation can just decide on which images to be used. The security guys, they can do their, you know, vulnerability checks and approve the images.
Yeah.
So the developers can just use the from this image.
Yeah.
So everybody's happy. In the
company. I'm going to to show you.
Cool.
Okay. So just to give you a look about the application. So I'm using VS Code. It's a really, really simple ASP.NET Core application with four services, a web front, and then three APIs. And those APIs are really simple. I can show you the application running. They are just saying, oh, okay, I'm the product API. I'm running on this host in this version. It's a really kind of simple application, but it's really great to illustrate all the workflow. And here, of course, I have a Docker file into each project to be able to create an image for each application. And as you were saying, so here I'm using an image from the Docker Hub, but it's the first one. It's It's a .NET Core image published by Microsoft. So
it's always nice to see Microsoft any so place.
I trust Microsoft. So it's okay. And then I'm just going, you know, it's a Docker file, so I just describe all the steps I want to do to create my image, which port I want to export, which is a command line to run my Docker container. Here it's a .NET run, and then just copying my file into this container. So, yeah.
By the way, is the code available?
Publicly? Yeah, it's available on my GitHub. So just here, there is a branch, Docker Linux. You can have it for Windows. Okay.
We will put the link to the repository in the video post, so you can just check the application.
Yeah, cool. So I have Dockerized all my services with a Docker file. And the other thing I have here is a Docker Compose file, which is not usable right now because I have some variable inside. For example, here you can see that I'm using a registry URL token or and build number token. And actually, I'm going to use this template into the build to generate the Compose file that have to be used in the release because. Each time I'm going to build the application, I'm going to generate another version of the image, and I'm going to push this other version into the container registry, and then generating the compose file that have to be used. So I'm going to do a small update in the code, for example, on the product API. So here it's running the 1.0 version, and I'm going to update my application.
Don't break that, please.
And then just update to be 1.1. Commit.
So in case there's anyone left who didn't give VS Code a chance, please do it. It's really nice. Integration with GitHub, everything is there.
It just worked.
Yeah,
and I'm going to push it. Okay, so let's have a look of what's going on VSTS. So here I have a build definition into my project that is connected to my GitHub. You can see here that a build have just been triggered here. We're going to see just after that. And we have a task to integrate with Docker, so I'm just using tasks that are available on the marketplace. You just have to go here, browse marketplace, look for Docker, and then install it into your VSTS account. And then you can build a Docker image, push a Docker image, etc., etc. I have a couple of variables here to define where is my registry URL to be able to have the good name for the image, because you know, when you want to use a private registry, you have to start your image name with the URL of the registry. So here I'm using this to prefix my image name, and then I'm using the build number as a tag.
Yeah, it's also beneficial to understand, to have a standard about renaming the builds.
Yeah.
So if anything goes wrong, you can just understand which caused the problem.
Yep. The other thing I've done here is to add a connection to my Azure Container Registry. So here I'm just using a login password connection. So it works.
But this could be any registry.
Yeah, right? Here it's an Azure access. Container Registry, but it could be the Docker Hub or trusted one I've deployed anywhere. It just works. And then I choose the action I want to do. I want to build, push, run an image, run a Docker command, etc., etc. So here I'm just doing a build, push for each image. And I have two steps here to use bash sed to replace build number in my Docker Compose file and to replace the registry URL. And at the end of the build, I'm just going to publish the Docker Compose file as an artifact. So if we look of what's going on here, okay, the build seems to be completed just now. So all goes very well, perfect.
I like green.
Yeah, it's all green, perfect. If I look at the artifact here, I can see that a Docker Compose file has been generated. So I'm just going to open it. Okay, and here I can see that I have my registry URL and the good build number for each images. The next step is to release the application. So to do that, I'm using a VSTS release. So if I go there, I can see it's already completed, but I'm just going to show you because it's really simple actually. I have two tasks in this release. The first one is for copying the file over SSH into the Swarm master. And the second one is about just executing a Docker Compose. First, I think we can see it's a little bit messy. But I do a Docker login to connect to my container registry. Then I export Dockerhost and just going to pull the new images, stop the service, and restart the new one.
So yeah, we have the tasks like the Docker Marketplace in the marketplace. But if the company, if the customer, if the person, developer already has some shell scripts, he can also use them.
Yeah, actually, I've done it for a little bit of time, and I've never updated this part. But yeah, the thing that is really cool with VSTS is that you have the marketplace to get a task if you need one. If there is no task for what you want to do, you have two options. You can develop a task and publish it into the marketplace, but because it's not only for Microsoft people, it's open. Yes. Everyone can publish a task, or you can just do a bash script, so you can do pretty everything.
Yeah.
And I think the release was good here. So if I go into the definition, I can show you the log. So really simple here. I'm downloading the artifacts that have been published by the build, and then copying them onto the master and using bash to execute some commands. And if I go back to my application, here we are. Whoa, we are into 1.1 automatically. So
nice.
The full loop has been executed. Just going back on the slide, I've published a new feature using a simple commit into GitHub. Then automatically it triggers a build into VSTS, pushes the image into an Azure Container Registry, triggering a release into VSTS, and then publishing the new version of the application.
Yeah, and having a workflow like this is also very beneficial when you have feature branches and things like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to use the master branch. You can just deploy the feature to a test environment, do some tests if the containers are running. Then you can graduate them to production maybe. So you don't have to have just one release environment. You can have multiple ones, and you can create dependencies between these different environments too.
Another improvement that could be done on this scenario, on this workflow, is to do some kind of blue-green deployment, because in the application, I have an Nginx proxy running. So we could have different environments, but into the same cluster, into the same swarm, and being able to switch between them during the release process to be able to deploy the new version of an application in a B environment, having the A into production, and then when we are okay with what is running on B, just switching at the proxy level, for example. So it could be an improvement here, because actually here I have to stop the application and then running it again. So it's not a zero downtime deployment.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. So just wanted to show you that you can use VSTS to do a really smooth deployment for a Docker application. It's ASP.NET Core, It's running on Linux. You can just do it. Yeah. It's really easy.
Yeah. To get more information about this example and a lot of different very good examples from Julian, you can follow him on Twitter. You can follow his blog. I will put the links in the post. So these are like the very foundational things to have a workflow like this. You can see that the Docker Swarm on ACS, we have different orchestrators on ACS too. So of once course. You have a workflow like this, it's in your hands to decide what kind of technology to run this application. Yeah. So just give it a go. You can use VSTS to fire all these steps up. And if you have any questions, reach out to me or Julian with questions.